President Barack Obama is solidly behind efforts to stop conversion therapy, which seeks to change the sexual orientation of gay, lesbian, and transgender youth. The American Psychiatric Association has long opposed the practice, which the organization says is based on the assumption that homosexuality is a mental disorder. There are more than 120,000 signatures on a White House petition supporting a proposed federal law named for Lila Alcorn, a 17-year-old transgender person who committed suicide in December after disclosing her parents forced her to attend conversion therapy. While Congress is unlikely to act on Lila's law, Obama's stance is expected to boost state-level efforts to ban the treatment. Allison Steinberg is Communications Director for Empire State Pride Agenda.
In New York State, a bill to protect LGBT youth from conversion therapy was introduced last year, and we saw a very swift movement with strong bipartisan support in the New York State Assembly. We're very hopeful with that news, as well as the governor's support, that this year this bill will be signed into law.
The bill is sponsored by two Manhattan Democrats, Assemblywoman Deborah Glick and Senator Brad Hoyleman. California, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia have laws on the books banning the practice. Haley Gorenberg is an attorney for Lambda Legal, the nonprofit assisting in the push to pass anti-conversion therapy legislation in New York.
These are family wreckers, these efforts to convert children from their identity, from who they are. The more families understand that this is a useless effort and a dangerous one, the more families will be preserved.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy is scheduled to give the welcome message and kick off the 20th annual Northeast Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender College Conference at the University at Albany's CEFCU Arena.
I'm extremely proud and honored that this amazing conference of lesbian and gay and bisexual transgender college students from across the Northeast are coming here to Albany County. There's going to be well over 900 people there for their conference for the next 3 days, and it really highlights how far New York State has come.
The event is being combined with the National Latino Collegiate Conference and the Asian Pacific American Conference.
It's tough enough when you go off to college and you're on your own for your first time, and you may think that you're different than everyone else, and at the end of the day, you're not different than anyone else.
The conference runs through Sunday. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.